And let us pray. Almighty God, embrace us with your word this morning, your word that is Jesus Christ our Lord, that we may also, in hearing that word, embrace one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In my first parish, where I served as the associate pastor, there's a teenage girl named Heather who was a devout Christian. She read the Bible every day. She listened only to Christian rock and roll. She attended church regularly and was a frequent participant in a parachurch Christian fellowship. She knew all the right religious words, but I doubted the genuineness of her faith. You see, Heather could talk a blue streak about Jesus and about her love for him and for God, but she never showed that love to those around her. In fact, Heather approved of very few people. Our church's youth fellowship was not good enough for her. Our Sunday school class could not teach her anything she didn't already know. And she listened to Christian rock and roll because it made her feel superior. Once a year, she would join us on our youth mission trip and complain the whole time. My gentle challenge to Heather was that she match her deeds up with her words. She said she was a Christian, but she never showed she was a Christian. She was desperate to share her faith with others. But she could talk the talk and could not walk the walk. Most of us are suspicious of people who say one thing and do another, or by folks who say something and do nothing. It's puzzling when people say they believe in Jesus Christ but don't act like it, who talk the talk but don't walk the walk. God's love, we know, is a transforming power that changes people when it is allowed to enter into their hearts. We want to see that change reflected in their outward behavior. If they say they love Jesus, then we expect to see that love of Jesus displayed in their love for others. If it isn't, well, then we're a bit suspicious. We just need some evidence of a new heart and a new spirit, which is reflected in works of love. In his letter, James reveals that he is right there with us. We remember James for these immortal words: faith without works is dead. He too was frustrated by those in the new Christian community who thought that just believing was enough, who did not reflect their faith in Christ's invisible works of love and charity. James knew that the gospel of Jesus Christ is a gospel of works, not of works righteousness, but of righteous works, not of works of self-righteousness, but of works of love. A new commandment I give to you, said Jesus, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Christians are expected to show their faith in righteous works of love. That's how the message of God's love is communicated. So why is faith dead without works? Why are we expected to show our faith in righteous works? Because the goal of discipleship is to live obedient to God's will, or in other words, to fulfill the law, which Jesus told us and showed us is to love God and love one's neighbor as oneself. After all, Jesus said he did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. We fulfill the law not by faith, but by love. Faith simply empowers us to love others as God loves. Indeed, what would we think of a person who said he or she is in love, and yet by their actions proved that the other was
of complete indifference to them. We would say that person is not really in love, because we know that love is not just said, it is done. Love is a verb. Wrote Soren Kierkegaard, if anyone thinks and says he is a Christian and yet is indifferent towards his being a Christian in his love for others, then he really is not a Christian at all. True faith that is alive in the bearer expresses itself and demonstrates itself in unselfish works of love. So the first thing a person who walks the walk knows is that a profession of faith in Jesus Christ by itself is not enough. To love other human beings is the only sure sign that you are a Christian. It is evidence that through the transforming power of faith, the law of God has been written upon your heart. Now, of course, the paradox of faith is that this expression of God's love is often unconscious. The commandment is that you love. But when you understand life and yourself through the gift of faith, it's as if you no longer need to be commanded to love. You know that to love one another as Christ loved us is the only thing that makes life worth living, and the only thing that truly makes us alive. The yoke of Christ, as opposed to the yoke of law, is indeed easy, because the yoke of love feels like no burden at all. It is an easy burden because it gives meaning and purpose to life. So we can say, he ain't heavy, he's my brother. She ain't heavy, she's my sister. And we can hear the truth expressed in Matthew's gospel when Jesus declares that those who prove themselves righteous are those who, without knowing it, serve Christ by meeting the needs of those among them were in need. So a profession of faith by itself is not enough, even if we speak it in the tongues of men and of angels. As Kierkegaard reminds us in his book, Works of Love, love is hidden. It is an emotion that dwells in the depths of one's heart, at the center of one's life and spirit, which is invisible. So love is known only by its fruits, only by its outward manifestations. Unless we show it, it is not known, nor is its power recognized. Now, that does not mean that we are supposed to get busy doing works of love so we can be recognized as loving or as Christians. Such busyness would only serve a selfish end. No, we are to do works of love, not for our sake, but for love's sake. Such that through our righteous work, love itself, which reflects the very heart of God, can be recognized at work in the world. How the deed is done and to what end is critically important. If done for selfish gain or for personal recognition, it does not reflect the divine love. But done unselfishly, from the depth of God's love, working through our faith in Jesus Christ, it witnesses to the hidden power of God's love at work to save the world. As Christian brothers and sisters, we are people of the Word. Too often we have interpreted that in the narrow sense of knowing what the Bible says. We think that if we know the Scriptures and we know the right words to speak on God's behalf and know the right words to pray, then we are persons of faith. This is the era that Heather made. She knew all the right words. She just didn't know the word that is God's word. Because to say that we are a people of the word is to say that we are a people of Jesus Christ, who is the word made flesh. To separate what Jesus said from what he did and who he was is to truncate the good news of the gospel. We don't believe in words. We believe in Jesus Christ, the Word become flesh. We believe in the personal expression of God's love and favor in him through whom God is revealed. Christianity is unique in that it is the one religion where the medium is why to believe in the gospel is to have a relationship with Christ. Apart from Christ, the message is not fully heard. To know what Jesus said is not enough. To know what he did and likewise is not quite enough. Only to know Christ personally in his body, which is the church, is enough. Only that is to know the word of God. Only that is to be a Christian. Jesus, we know, walked the walk. Everything he did and everything he was witnessed to what he said. By his works of love, he revealed the love of God. Therefore, his ministry was a sign of God's reign in the world. As those called to follow him, we are invited to walk the walk too. To be the kind of people who demonstrate our faith in all that we do. God is revealed in Christ. Now Christ is revealed in and through us. We show him to others as we love them. We show him to the world in unselfish works of love. We show the power of faith and the liveliness of faith when we act in accordance with what we say we believe. People want to believe what we say, and they want to see evidence of it in our lives. That evidence comes from the heart. A heart that's been transformed by a relationship with Jesus Christ, which reveals itself in works of love. So James was right. Faith without works is dead. In fact, faith without works is not really faith at all, and it profits us not. Faith shows itself in works of love. Works of love show Christ, and Christ shows us God. The world is full of people who want to see evidence of what we say we believe, who want to be shown that we mean what we say. Show them your faith by your works of unselfish love. Show them that your faith is not dead, but alive and well, serving the God of your salvation. Show them that you do not want to talk the talk, but you can also walk the walk. Let us pray. Indeed, Almighty God, may we through faith always walk humbly with you, loving you and our neighbor as we love ourselves, that the good news of your redeeming love may be heard and experienced throughout this world. In Jesus' name we pray.